MattFlynnRealty.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll get to the lines in a moment. The Republicans held their annual convention in Middleton today, just outside of the city of Madison. And there were some developments. Robin Voss was booed by the Republican delegates. There's something like 1,500 of them. They booed him. He's been called a rhino. R-I-N-O, Republican in name only, by the gubernatorial candidates, even Clayfish, whom he endorsed. How bad is that? You endorse somebody and they call you a rhino and tell you to retire and say, hey, lady, I'm taking my endorsement back. Except the fact of the matter is, when you call a guy like Robin Voss a rhino who has gerrymandered the legislature so the Democrats get well over 50% of the legislative votes and they get 37%, of the assembly seats, and he hires Gableman at $676,000 to do nothing except investigate women who have tattoos and live with their boyfriends, it's none of his business. There's something weird about that. I mean, get a girlfriend, Gableman, for God's sake, quit investigating other people. You know, quit satisfying your prurient interests. Get a girlfriend. Come on. Come on, guy. Come on. You don't like tattoos? Find a girlfriend who doesn't have tattoos. Look, hey, I'm tired of this. Why should I pay for this? Why should I pay for Gableman? It's nuts. It's really nuts. And he's still a rhino, apparently. Why? Because Voss is not insufficiently pathological. In other words, he's pathological, but there's a line that he won't cross. And one of them is, he's not stupid. If he sends a letter to the Senate saying, we're giving Biden's electoral votes to Trump after Biden won the election, they'll laugh at him. It's an ant attacking an elephant. They go, oh, really? Get out of here. And suddenly he's a rhino. They have an endorsement process in the Republican Party, which has always hurt them, in my opinion. The Democrats don't. You can have 10 people running for governor or senator, and they all get to speak at the convention. And they're straw polls, but, you know, the party doesn't endorse. Well, in this case, I should say up until this case, the Republican Party always endorsed, told anybody who didn't get the endorsement, which needed 60% of the delegates of 1,500 voters, get out, you get no money, and they give money to the endorsed candidate. And frequently they come up with one who's really bad news, really stodgy, a puppet, and everybody knows it. Well, this time they had an endorsement vote. Clayfish got 55%, well, a little under 55%, maybe 54%, not the 60%. She didn't make it. Scott Walker, nominated her and spoke in her support. Lord Walker, the Duke of Foxconn, spoke on behalf of Lady Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn. The two of them put us in hock potentially up to $4.5 billion. We wiggled out after only spending $1 billion. Only, come on, only $1 billion. And he wants her in to do what? Be a fall guy for the Chinese again? They come in with their three-card Monty scheme. Seriously, Walker's sitting there with him, and he thinks he's going to be a businessman. He doesn't know anything about business. He never in the private sector. Worked for the American Red Cross, and then he ran for the assembly. He writes $1 billion on the napkin and pushes it across the table to the guy. The guy crosses out and puts $4 billion, $4.5 billion. Walker trembles with excitement, signs it. And that's why $1 billion of your taxes went down the drain. Okay. And the Duchess of Foxconn Clayfish was his cheerleader. Nicholson and Ramthan got in the low single digits. And I don't think Michaels was on the ballot. He may have announced too late. In any event, there's going to be no endorsed candidate this time. And Clayfish immediately went around and said, well, I didn't get the endorsement, but I got a lot of votes from, you know, these voters. And, that's great. Michaels apparently wasn't on the ballot, although even if he was, it makes no difference. And so you got some votes against Nicholson and Ramthan. Ramthan, the guy who flirted with QAnon. And Nicholson, who was the president of the Young Democrats not too long ago of the United States. And then spoke at the Democratic National Convention and blasted the Republicans. And now he just edited his speech to change Republican to Democrat and is blasting Democrats. Oh, really? Oh, really? Well, congratulations. This is a sad thing. I'm going to give you a theory. I'm going to go to the lines right now, and then I'm going to give you a theory on what possibly could save the Republican Party in this state, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, and who knows if I am. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Oh, come on, Matt. Saying that Scott Walker knows nothing about business. The guy gave the state of Wisconsin the business for 8 full years. But that isn't what I called it. I was going to comment on this wonderful get-together in Middleton this weekend. At least they decided at the presidential level they prefer DeSantis. Now, that's not much of an improvement. But after what I heard from Trump this weekend, it might be a slight improvement. Now he decides that maybe a civil war or suggesting one is a good idea. And then the only Republican to come out and say anything about it so far is, of course, Adam Kinzinger from Illinois. What is it with this guy that he still has a grip on 32-35% of Republicans? Now he's espousing a possible civil war. The man is certifiably insane, and the Republican Party following him around is totally insane also.
Yeah, that's a good point. And let's get to the bottom of exactly what you were just talking about, Dick. First of all, the guy who put out a message, and I think it was a tweet, and of course, Trump's been banned from Twitter. But in any event, this is the guy who is the president of El Salvador. Now, El Salvador is a part of the island. Haiti is on one side and El Salvador is on the other, and there's a big fence between them. And it's here in the Western Hemisphere. The president of El Salvador, who first sent out a post suggesting civil war in the United States, his name is Nayib Bukele, N-A-Y-I-B-B-U-K-E-L-E. Nayib Bukele is a Muslim, which is certainly his prerogative, but he's the only Muslim leader of anybody in the Caribbean, Central America, Latin America, or South America. And he is predictably an authoritarian. He basically dissolved the El Salvador Supreme Court, changed the constitution. El Salvador is not a wealthy country. Most people think of El Salvador for two reasons. One is good, and that is a number of Major League Baseball players have come from El Salvador, and they're superb, absolutely superb. And some of it is bad. These transnational gangs, the really brutal gangs, a lot of them have people from the kids from El Salvador came in here. But what Nayib Bukele said, he hates the United States. He hates Joe Biden. He sucked up to Trump. But he's trying to suck up to Trump again by saying, Nayib Bukele, and he put out a message saying that the United States is so divided, it may result in a civil war. It's too strong to take down other than through civil war. You know, in the old days, I did not approve of our destabilizing governments in the Caribbean and Central America, in Latin America or South America. But if ever a government needed to be destabilized, Nayib Bukele is that government. This guy is not, you can't say that he's popularly elected simply because what he is he's so contrary to the culture down there, and he suppressed people down there, and he's an authoritarian. I think it's time to lose Nayib Bukele, quite frankly. I think it's time to throw a net over him, you know, treat him humanely, shackle him to a troop transport, and take him to the Middle East. And I'd leave him in, I don't know, I wouldn't leave him in Turkey or Egypt. These are developed, I mean, they have some semblance of rational government. But, you know, maybe bring him to Saudi Arabia or Iran, and wherever his persuasion is, and get rid of this guy in a humane way. That's where he belongs. He does not belong in the Western Hemisphere, just does not. Well, Trump picked up on this message, and he reposted it. Now, remember, he's been banned from Twitter, but he has this social media network of his own, and he retruthed it, called Retruth. In other words, have you ever shared something on Facebook or Twitter? Yeah, you have. Or have you reposted it or forwarded it or whatever? Well, they call it retruthing. I mean, that's really weird, retruthing. And Trump is saying that Nayib Bukele, the authoritarian dictator ruler of El Salvador, somehow is telling the truth, and he wants his people to know it. And what it says is, basically, because Trump is not president, there'll be a civil war in this country. Now, let me back up. Now, let me just back up for a second. A civil war, remember, Abraham Lincoln, our greatest president, said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. That's what that was Abraham Lincoln. And that's why the most painful episode in our history was when we were not unified. When North fought the South. You had people, you had brothers. I mean, there, especially in the border states, Tennessee fought for the South, Kentucky was either on the north or neutral, depending on the area of Kentucky. And you had people lived on the border, and some brothers would say, I'm fighting for the Union and Abraham Lincoln. And some would say, I'm fighting for Jefferson Davis in the South. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Civil war is the worst that can happen. Now, right now we're divided. It's nowhere near as bad as that. And one of the themes of this show is going to be, and is, how we can bring ourselves together in a responsible way. We're all Americans. We're all Americans. And I'll tell you, my model, when I was in the Navy on our ship, we had guys from, you know, virtually all the states, all backgrounds, all political persuasions. And you know something? Nobody commented on that at all. We worked together. We went on liberty together. We stood watch together. And we were fortunate not to have to be in combat, but if the Ruskies had pulled something, we would have fought together. So, you know, let's get back to that. And one way not to get back to that is to reelect Donald Trump, who is retruthing, he calls it, retruthing civil war. We don't want civil war. We want unity. We're all brothers and sisters. We want unity. We want unity. We do not hate the other party. I want to get back to the time when basically somebody's Republican, somebody's Democrat, okay. You'd sort of chuckle about it. Let's get back to that. Thank you, Dick, for calling in. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.